Our bodies and minds evolve through struggle, not Netflix binges and DoorDash deliveries. Throughout human history, seeking comfort meant survival, finding food, shelter, and safety. The problem? Our environment has transformed dramatically while our brains remain stubbornly prehistoric. This creates what scientists call an evolutionary mismatch, our ancient programming colliding with modern conveniences. We're hardwired to crave calories because food scarcity was once a constant threat. Now we have unlimited access to hyper-palatable foods, yet our brains still push us to consume as if famine might strike tomorrow. What's fascinating is how we keep moving the goalposts of what constitutes comfort. Research on prevalence-induced concept change shows that as problems diminish, we begin categorizing previously acceptable situations as problematic. When shown faces along a spectrum from threatening to non-threatening, study participants began identifying neutral faces as threatening once truly threatening faces became rare. This comfort creep explains why, despite unprecedented material wealth and convenience, rates of depression and anxiety continue to rise. We're not just comfortable, we're too comfortable, and it's robbing us of the very experiences that make us feel fully human. Ancient Japanese tradition offers misogi as an antidote to our comfort addiction. Originally a ritual under freezing waterfalls, misogi now represents any deliberately challenging experience that strips away modern constraints. It follows three principles: make it extremely difficult, but survivable, accept potential failure, and avoid turning it into competition. Unlike fitness challenges or sports, misogi isn't about external validation. It's about confronting your limitations and discovering what lies beyond them. Anthropological research shows humans have always used physical trials to mark transitions, from Aboriginal walkabouts to Maasai lion hunts. These experiences share common elements: separation from comfort, transition through challenge, and reincorporation with new wisdom. Modern society has largely abandoned these rites of passage, leaving many without clear markers for personal development. Misogi fills this void by creating intentional challenges that push us beyond perceived limits. In moments of genuine challenge, the mind focuses with precision and our priorities become crystal clear. After just 3 days in wilderness, something profound happens. Mental chatter from deadlines and social media quiets, replaced by heightened awareness of surroundings. Neuroscientists call this the three-day effect. After 72 hours without digital devices, brain patterns shift from frenetic beta waves to contemplative alpha and theta waves, similar to experienced meditators. This reset occurs because nature engages soft fascination, capturing attention without depleting mental resources. Rustling leaves, flowing water, and drifting clouds engage our minds without overwhelming them. In contrast, modern life bombards us with notifications and stimuli, creating cognitive fatigue that impairs concentration and creativity. Research confirms these benefits. After 3 days in nature, problem-solving ability increases by 50%. Stress hormones decrease by 27%, and immune function improves significantly. The biophilia hypothesis suggests humans have an innate need to connect with nature, and satisfying this need improves both physical and mental well-being. One unexpected challenge of wilderness immersion is dealing with boredom. Without digital distractions, unstructured time initially feels uncomfortable, even anxiety-inducing. But gradually, something remarkable happens. The mind begins to wander, noticing minute details, reflecting on relationships with newfound clarity, and generating creative ideas seemingly from nowhere. When we're bored, our brain's default mode network activates, allowing different regions to communicate in ways they don't during focus tasks. This unfocused mode is crucial for creativity, problem-solving, and self-reflection. It's where connections between disparate ideas form, where we process emotions, and where we construct our sense of identity. Yet modern life has virtually eliminated true boredom. The average American checks their phone 96 times daily. The moment we feel a hint of boredom, we reach for digital stimulation, robbing ourselves of cognitive benefits that come from mental wandering. As screenwriter Aaron Sorkin notes, most of the time that I'm writing, I'm not writing, I'm thinking. Studies confirm this wisdom, showing people score significantly higher on creativity tests after periods of boredom compared to those continuously engaged in stimulating activities. Modern society has engineered an environment where true hunger is rarely experienced. We eat based on availability, schedules, or emotions rather than physical necessity, damaging our relationship with food. Nutritionists distinguish between real hunger, physiological need, and reward hunger, psychological desire. Throughout evolution, these systems worked together. Food scarcity meant reward hunger motivated calorie pursuit when available. Today, we're surrounded by ultra-processed foods designed to trigger reward pathways without satisfying real hunger, combining fat, sugar, salt, and artificial flavors that override natural satiety mechanisms. The experience of genuine caloric restriction in wilderness reveals how these systems should function. When truly hungry, even basic foods taste incredible, and portion control becomes intuitive. The mind gains clarity and focus, an evolutionary adaptation that helped our ancestors hunt and gather more effectively during scarcity. Research on intermittent fasting confirms these observations, showing caloric restriction activates autophagy and triggers BDNF release, supporting cognitive function and neuroplasticity. Despite living in seemingly unsanitary conditions, drinking untreated water and living close to the earth, hunter-gatherer societies have remarkably low rates of autoimmune disorders, allergies, and inflammatory diseases. Their diverse microbiome, formed through exposure to varied environmental microbes, trains their immune systems to distinguish between harmful pathogens and harmless substances. Without this training, the immune system becomes hypersensitive, attacking innocuous substances or even the body's own tissues. Modern environments with antimicrobial products and sterilized surfaces deprive us of essential microbial exposure. The hygiene hypothesis links this over-sanitization to rising rates of allergies, asthma, and autoimmune conditions in developed countries. Children raised on farms or with pets have lower allergy rates, likely due to their diverse microbial exposures. This doesn't mean abandoning basic hygiene, but rather seeking more contact with natural environments. Activities like gardening, hiking, or simply opening windows can increase beneficial microbial exposure, demonstrating hormesis, where low doses of stressors trigger adaptive responses that strengthen the organism. Wilderness immersion's greatest lesson is how it transforms our perspective on everyday life. Problems shrink, simple pleasures gain value, and the noise of modern life gives way to clarity and presence. We don't need to abandon modern comforts entirely, just integrate strategic discomfort into our lives. Consider creating a discomfort pyramid with various beneficial challenges: physical, cold exposure, occasional fasting, mental, digital detoxes, practicing boredom, and existential, mortality meditation, purposeful risk-taking. Intentional discomfort triggers adaptive responses that foster growth and resilience. This approach acknowledges that constant comfort ultimately undermines well-being. Just as muscles need resistance to strengthen, our minds and bodies require appropriate challenges to develop capacity. By embracing strategic discomfort, we reclaim our capacity for deep satisfaction, connection, and meaning. We rediscover what it means to be fully human, engaged with life in all its challenging, beautiful complexity. A meaningful life emerges not from endless ease, but from the transformative power of intentional challenge.